Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. I'm reading a fascinating book called Tinker, Dabble, Doodle, Try: Unlock the Power of the Unfocused Mind by a Harvard psychologist named Dr. Srini Pillai. I first discovered Dr. Srini Pillai in an interview on the Unmistakable Creative podcast, which I believe was called something like How to Achieve Your Personal and Professional Goals in 2018. And I thought it was brilliant. I mean, the insights that he shared on the human brain and how it works, I've never heard before. I mean, he's really, really cutting edge when it comes to brain research. And that was a great interview, and I'm going to link to it in the show notes to this episode. But the book specifically focuses on the power of unfocusing the mind. And he kind of challenges the idea that focus is always a good thing. And the premise of the book is too much focus can actually be damaging to the brain. It can be tiring to the brain. It can fatigue the brain, and it can produce poor outcomes. So he makes the case for unfocus. And in the book, he kind of shares a number of techniques and strategies on how you can unfocus the mind periodically to reinvigorate it, to revive it, and to energize it. And so part of the book is it talks about the importance of bringing in chaos into your life every now and then. And, you know, we kind of think of chaos as something that should be avoided, right? We try to plan our lives. We try to box in our days, box in our calendar to avoid chaos as much as possible. But Dr. Srini recommends to bring in certain periods of chaos into your day every now and then, because it's actually good for the brain and it can produce positive outcomes. So I want to read a quick passage from the book because I thought it was fascinating. He says, "One advantage of inserting small chaotic time periods into your day, times when you take in or allow chaos, is that it can lead to mini epiphanies. For example, in 2008, health behavior expert Kenneth Resnico, in conjunction with complexity expert Scott Page, looked at why people suddenly change their behavior, i.e. they stop using drugs or start exercising or they eat more healthily. And what he found was that sudden changes are not the result of step-by-step escalations and the desire to change, but rather of a creative process or sudden realization in which motivation arrives. The changes are not planned either." And he's quoting the study here, which says, "Resident chunks of knowledge or attitude may unexpectedly coalesce to form a perfect motivational storm." And then Dr. Srini says, "That's creative motivation, not intention as we know it." So when you want to go to the gym but just can't do it, you need creative motivation in the form of a motivational storm. Or when you want to cut back on sugar but you can't resist the apple pie, you need creative motivation. A few blessed people are able to resist temptation, but for the rest of us, creative motivation is often our only hope. So I thought this was fascinating, you know, this idea that sudden changes are not the result of a step-by-step escalation in the desire to change, but rather of a creative process or sudden realization in which motivation arrives. And again, quoting the study, "Resident chunks of knowledge or attitude may unexpectedly coalesce to form a perfect motivational storm." So in other words, what we're saying here is if you want to make a certain change in your life, whatever that is, personal, professional, we tend to think of it as just kind of building up the willpower and the motivation step by step. We kind of think of it as climbing a set of stairs. We go step by step by step by step, and eventually we get to the top of the stairs. But what this research is showing us is that that's not necessarily the case. Often sudden changes in behavior just kind of happen all of a sudden. Like you go from 0 to 60 just like that. You jump the flight of stairs instead of going step by step, because there are these little resident chunks of knowledge or attitude that are in your brain, but they're scattered. And then this perfect motivational storm brings those chunks together, coalesces them into that sudden change in behavior. So I'm taking a couple of things away from this. First of all, I think if you're not making progress towards a particular goal or a particular behavior change, don't despair. Don't despair, because you might be just storing those chunks of knowledge or attitude or motivation in your brain, and that perfect motivational storm hasn't happened yet. So that's the first thing. So don't despair if you're not making progress, because maybe, you know, you're putting the pieces together, but they haven't coalesced yet. And the second thing is sometimes you've got to unfocus from that goal or unfocus from that particular behavior change you're trying to, you're trying to create. And I think that's what Dr. Srini is really saying here, is that if you focus too much on the task at hand, if you just try to make it happen by brute force and just, you know, go step by step by step and force the process, that's, you know, then you're relying on willpower and motivation and self-discipline. And those are resources that can get depleted. And when they get depleted, you fall back into your old habits. Instead, at periodic times, deliberately and intentionally, step back, unfocus the mind, and let some chaos into your life. And what he's saying here is that if you do that, you might find that it'll create this kind of motivational storm where the resident chunks of knowledge or attitude may unexpectedly coalesce to form a perfect motivational storm. And I think if you think about, you know, things that have happened to you in the past, when you have changed behavior in the past, I think what you'll find is that was often the case. I mean, I have many friends who quit smoking and it, you know, they tried hard for years. You know, I've got friends who were smoking from their teens well into their 40s, and they tried over the course of 20, 30 years, they tried to quit. And often the tipping point, if you will, what really made them quit was not more effort, was kind of just stepping back and letting this perfect motivational storm kind of brew and coalesce. And that was a behavior change. And often it's kind of unintentional. Like they didn't mean for it to happen in that moment, but it just kind of happened. And I think, I'm sure you can think of examples of this happening in your own life and in the lives of others that you know. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. It's a great book. I highly recommend it. Tinker, Dabble, Doodle, Try. Unlock the Power of the Unfocused Mind by Dr. Srini Pillay. A link to the book and that interview on the Unmistakable Creative podcast that I mentioned earlier. That's all for today. Thanks. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.